beans or carrots, a swede, a bunch of spring onions, all for just 15p each. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price. Subject to availability. Selected stores. GB only. See lidl.co.uk/spendless for details.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, ministers have confirmed raw materials vital to keeping British Steel operational will be delivered later today. They've been sent from the United States and were paid for from the existing Trade Department's budget. It follows the approval of a law earlier at the weekend to take control of the site in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner. Former Business Secretary Sir Vince Cable says the future for steelmaking in the UK needs honesty.
Britain isn't a competitive steel producer, so if we decide to keep it, it's got to be recognising that it's not commercially competitive and it's going to have to be subsidised. I think the government has got to be honest and spells out that large subsidies are going to be needed.
Bin collection strikes in Birmingham are set to carry on after refuge workers rejected a pay offer. Members of Unite have been taking part in an indefinite walkout since early last month. The union says the pay offer made was a totally inadequate offer, but the City Council says it was a fair and reasonable one. Donald Trump has suggested the United States is considering new tariffs on drug and semiconductor imports. It comes days after Washington suspended planned levies on smartphones and computers coming from China. The US Department of Education says it's freezing around $2 billion of funding to Harvard University. It says it's doing so because of Harvard's decision to fight moves to change governance and hiring policies. But officials at the elite college say the demands amount to government control. And new data shows retailers enjoyed some green shoots of consumer confidence in March. Gardening products and Mother's Day gifts helped to drive a 1.1% increase in sales on a year earlier. The British Retail Consortium says people remain cautious, though, about buying bigger items. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 81.34. It closed up 170 yesterday. The pound buys $1.31 and €1.15. A look at today's weather. Cloudy for most, with rain in the east and the southwest, with some sunny spells for Northern Ireland. Highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Lots of wonderful music as you wake up. That's what I've got. Lucy Coward getting your day off to a super sounding start, and what a pleasure it is to do so. Hello.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
John Williams on the podium for the Boston Pops Orchestra and soloist Itzhak Perlman as they played Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind by Max Steiner. Before that, James Galway and the London Symphony Orchestra performed a flute and orchestra arrangement of Sati's Gymnopédie No. 3. The conductor was Klaus-Peter Siebel. Hello, hello. Welcome to Tuesday, April the 15th. Lucy Coward here to get you ready for the day with Early Breakfast on Classic FM. I was talking to Bill Overton, who is with you overnights here. And he was saying he wants to do something. I've convinced him to do something of a hot cross bun taste test because there are so many different flavours. So he's off on a mission today to find the apple crumble ones. And he's tasked me with finding some lemon curd ones. And I want to know if you've tried any of the flavours this Easter and if you recommend any. 61812 is the text number. Or perhaps you have a recipe for a homemade one, which is absolutely fail safe, then let me know that because I've got time. There's still a few days to go. Borodin's In the Steppes of Central Asia. Naomi Yervy was in charge of the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. It's Classic FM. I was chatting to my older sister over the weekend, and she was saying how much she is loving the light in the evenings now, as it's enabled her to get out into the garden much more, and she's been tackling all sorts of jobs. So I bought her a little rose plant, which I hope helps with her endeavours. And our conversation has influenced my choice for the Dawn Chorus today on Early Breakfast. It's a setting of a text from the 10th century, which uses the concept of light to symbolise hope.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
two pieces, all about light, but differing elements of it. That was Sunset by Delius on Classic FM, performed by Julian Lloyd Webber and John Lenehan. And prior to that, Christian Forshaw and Tenebrae performed our Dawn Chorus on Early Breakfast this morning, Christian's own arrangement of Onata Lux by Thomas Tallis. And according to a new poll, the best place to watch the sunset in Cornwall is on Fistral Beach, followed by Holywell Bay, also in Newquay, Porthmure in St Ives, Watergate Bay and Kynance Cove. So worth noting if you are heading to or are in the West Country.
Thank you.
The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra under Edward Gardner playing the second movement of the Symphony No. 1 by Brahms. And it's Elise's song and something wonderful on the way next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
I'm Taz. I've been part of the dental hygiene therapy team here at Darwood & Tanner for nearly 20 years. At Darwood & Tanner, we know the importance of ongoing maintenance and long-term care. This is a crucial part of our dental implant treatments, so you can be sure we're here to keep you smiling for many years to come.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology, and techniques. Visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
Oh, I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need always discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Passepiades 1 and 2 from J.S. Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 1, played by the English Baroque soloists with John Elliott Gardner in charge. And prior to that, Myung-Whun Chung performed Für Elise, Beethoven's Bagatelle No. 25 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Old Boston by George Martin. Cornelius Kadza was the soloist with the Berlin Music Ensemble. Craig Leon had the baton in hand. There's a lot going on Classic FM over the next week or so. Classic FM Live, a week on Thursday. The Hall of Fame Countdown, which begins this Friday at 9 a.m. with Dan Walker. A showcasing of some of the finest recordings from Nicola Benedetti, as she is our star in the spotlight this week. You can hear those with Margarita Taylor every day until Thursday from 4 p.m. And our album of the week this week is from Paavo Järvi and the NHK Symphony Orchestra Tokyo, who've recorded Richard Strauss's Alpine Symphony, which depicts 11 hours from sunrise to sunset spent climbing an alpine mountain and includes an adventure similar to one Strauss himself experienced when he was caught in a storm heading up a mountain. Joanna Gosling will be playing you pieces from that each morning after 10. Well, Strauss loved the natural world and wonders, so it's one of the seven wonders I've got for you next. We are off to ancient Turkey. Mario Clemens conducting the Prague Symphony Orchestra as they played Mausoleum at Halicarnassus from the Seven Wonders Suite for Orchestra by Stuart Mitchell. And so we go to the news next on Classic FM, after which it's something of a homecoming and we'll get a march on.
Classic FM.
This Easter at Lidl, we won't be beaten on price on our pick of the week veg. That's 2 kilograms of potatoes, a bag of parsnips, green beans or carrots, a swede, a bunch of spring onions, all for just 15p each. Now that's big on quality. And always Lidl on price.
Subject to availability, selected stores, GB only. See lidl.co.uk/spendless for details.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on 02 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery. We've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, raw materials needed to keep the steel plant at Scunthorpe open will be delivered later. Staff and officials have been facing a race against time to get coking coal and iron ore to the site in Scunthorpe's blast furnaces. Downing Street says work is ongoing to get a steady pipeline of materials. Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner insists the state was right to step in and take control of the site at the weekend.
We're confident that we've got the raw materials and these furnaces will continue to be fired. And that was really important for the future of British Steel. Yes, there's more that we need to do over the next coming months and years, but this was a crucial step forward for British Steel in the UK.
Bin collection strikes in Birmingham are set to carry on after refuge workers rejected a pay offer. Hundreds have been taking part in an indefinite walkout for more than a month. The council says it's made a fair and reasonable offer. The US Vice President J.D. Vance says the Trump administration is working hard on a trade deal with the